The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Hey, Elson. It's Walnarth.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 2877 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, bustas, hussas, and yahoos? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beast Cast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2.
Fucking
flexing
Catalina
on all you.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Come one, come all. Welcome to the show. Friday, March, the double deuce, fam. Put your nips together. We got a great show. Happy Friday. It is the Feff Cast. Happy Feff. It is Fuck'em Friday. For those of you that do not know what Feff is, a reminder to delete, unfollow, unsubscribe to all the bullshit. That's right. Time to focus on pillar number schwam. Pillar number one. Focus on your environment. Make sure you go through your contacts, go through all the podcasts and subscriptions and things like that, and start deleting the shit that does not serve you. Of course, you don't want to cancel the Daily Swole. You're going to be here. So not this subscription, not this podcast, but all the other ones that don't help you make sick fucking gains. You know what I'm saying? All right, fam. Happy Feff. We are going to bust the nut open and get the Swole card out there. We do also have an overtime segment that will be going live at the end of today's episode. We have an amazing Driving While Gaining Uncensored, a brand new one that we do every single week. Of course, we do a brand new DWG Uncensored every single week. And of course, we also have some more Balls Deep edits. And these are the same edits that we feature during our Balls Deep throwback, our TBT segment at the end of the show. After give away the Swole card, we also have the Balls Deep edits, and we do three new drops every single Friday. We do a throwback Driving While Gaining and or an old classic video, and we just kind of reminisce, go back in time with Papa Swolio and the fam, and of course we do a brand new Driving While Gaining Uncensored. So that's going to be fire, and that's for members only. So join the fam, SwoleNormousX.com, and you'll get access to all the private live streams. Plus, check out the programs, check out the yoga, the meditation. We got almost 400 yoga classes and mobility classes. We have full programs for every level of experience. If you're brand new to the gym or if you've been training for 20 years, we have something for you. If you're trying to focus on building muscle, if you're trying to focus more on muscular endurance, you just want to remove any of the knee pain, the back pain, the neck pain, we got you covered. SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. So much over there. That being said, let's get into today's episode. Are you ready, beeshes? I know you are, of course. We have the Tainty Man and the Church in tow. She's kind of off the screen, but we are ready to jump on into it. Let's put our nips together and bust this nut wide open. Falcon. Hashtag FEF, hashtag FEF. It is Fuck 'em Friday. Hashtag FEF. Give me that FEF in the comments. We'll give it away at the end of today's episode. Now let's moisturize and get right on into that tip. Pooh. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, let's get into it. We've been talking about it all week because we dropped new merch on Monday. We still got some 20% off specials on the site, so check it out, 20% off everything site-wide. So this image says new releases, which, yes, we have 20% off new releases all the time, but now we have 20% off site-wide, so you can still jump on that amazing special offer going on over there at papasoya.com. We got Swole Foods, far better than Whole Foods. You want to go with Swole Foods instead, so brand new Swole Foods merch, and of course, the GTTFG Pepsi. Fuck all that high fructose corn syrup. Go and get yourself some GTTFG juice, I suppose. Carbonated beverage, but that will help you make some sick fucking gains. So go check that out over there at papaswolio.com. Let's get into the first Swole Fam post. What do we got?
What's in the box?
Mark says, since I'm basically getting paid to stay in this vestibule all day and scan IDs, I figured I might as well get into Papa's ebook. Yes, I know I could have read it on a Kindle, but one, I don't own one, and two, I actually like having a physical copy of what I'm reading in my hand, mostly because I tell people that actually reading a physical hard copy of a book is like a dying art in our current society. Might as well make the best of it. Hashtag brain gains knowledge, ear fucking, and hashtag GTTFG. That's what I'm talking about. Nice. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. The Swole Bible right there. All right. Mike says, did my MS, my maximum swole training today while on vacation, smashed leg day. Did it at a Planet Fitness. Definitely not a fan of that type of gym. You know how I feel about Planet Fitness. They can suck a huge fat one. I think they've lost $400 or $500 million since that whole debacle with their gender-bending nonsense, allowing men to enter women's locker rooms and stuff like that. So, yeah, I get it. You're on vacation. You did the best that you could, but fuck that place. I hope Planet Fitness continues to hurt. Planet Fitness bloodbath. It is upon us. Fuck that place. All right, if you want more knowledge cock, go to makeemailswoleagain.com. That's what we got for the Swole Fam tippy, tippy, tip. And then let's get it a little bit deeper before we get some to the knowledge cock, the veiny portion. We'll take some questions. But we got some email responses. If you're not yet on the email list, you know what to do. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get the knowledge cock in your inbox. You do not have to be without. Trust me, I want you with. Oh.
Because
I want you with. We got a response from Luis from the email, The Secret to Actually Getting Results. Louise says, I have been working on and off for a year, and just recently I started to notice some growth. However, I continue to improve a little and not giving up. Thank you for your words, Papa Swolio. Well, thank you for the response. And if you've been working out off and on, yeah, it's going to take you longer. Consistency is pillar number 7 for a reason. So if you really want results, you have to be at the utmost consistent. And the better that you do consistently, the better the results that you'll get. JM responds to The Secret to Actually Getting Results. JM says, wow, that's the truth about so many things in life, but with regard to working out, it is absolutely the right mindset. I had to relearn that, and finding Papa has changed my life. I have always been committed to working out. For so many years, it seemed so easy. couldn't understand why people made it seem so complicated. As I got older, working long hours and managing kids, it got harder to be consistent. This past year was especially hard, having had breast cancer and a few surgeries. I guess I found Papa while I was sitting around recovering, and he inspired me to get back to it. I started working out at home with the gym equipment we collected during the pandemic. I always hated working out at home. I definitely preferred, quote, going to the gym. That changed with having access to the program vault and starting the 90-day dash program. Papa's well-thought-out workouts have empowered me to be consistent again. So almost every day I hit the gym at home and maybe my local gym a couple times a week. Being consistent, making progress a little at a time, maybe it's just 1%, but I feel better, look a little better, and I'm motivated to keep it going. So grateful for all that you do, Papa. That's a great... I really appreciate it. And again... I appreciate, and again, the programs are great, the yoga's great, all of it's great, SwoleNormousX is fantastic, but it takes members like yourself and, you know, amazing parts of the Swole fam to actually execute on it. So it's great information, it's great material, I love it, I love SwoleNormousX, it's my heart and soul, and it's important to understand that it is what you make of it. If you use it and you apply it and you're consistent with it, you will get objectively amazing results, you will. You will. And are there other programs out there? Of course. There are billions. You can make any subtle change. You can make so many different things, but it's really important to have everything. That's why we always talk about the seven pillars. You need to have all those aspects. You need to have that framing, because without it, you're going to be missing out. Without it, you're going to be missing out on aspects of consistency or of your active recovery, of your nutrition, of your sleep. Community, you're going to be missing some part of it. So it's important to make sure you're addressing all those things. And of course, training is only one pillar. So if you are only focusing on one pillar, let's say, hey, I'm eating chicken and rice, but I'm going to the gym. Well, that's only two of seven. So you can be really missing out, and that can lead you to injuries. That can lead you to falling off because of poor influences in your environment. You don't have all those T's crossed, you know, the I's dotted, the T's crossed. You need to make sure that you have all those aspects that you are working on. And certain periods of your life, some of those aspects will be more important than others. Thank you for responding. Again, go to makeemailswoleagain.com. If you're not on the email list, that's makeemailswoleagain.com. Now time to go a little bit deeper. Questions asked. Sweet. Sweet. Feels good every time. All right, let's get into some questions. If you have a question, hashtag ask Papa Swolio. You can also call into the show, askpapaswolio.com. Big O 3231 on Rumble is asking Papa Swolio, how do you get through it when you don't feel like going to the fucking gym? I already went, but it was a mind fuck today. Do you ever feel that way? You the man. Well, I feel that way all the time. I feel that way today. Today is going to be an additional recovery day for me. I'm going to do sauna, maybe the cold plunge after, but I'm going to do some foam rolling, maybe some a little bit of mobility. But yeah, rain today, been beautiful. I run on solar, so whenever the weather suddenly changes and it gets rainy, it's just like a drag. It's a drag. And I covered all the gym equipment yesterday, so the workout that I would normally schedule to do today would have been a little bit too different. I want it to be more consistent, so I'm pivoting. And I'm okay with pivoting. Plus, I've been training really hard, so I need a little bit more recovery. So I'm going to work on it a little bit more. Again, it just gives you the ability to focus on different things. And you have to really understand your body. There are some days when I don't feel like it, and it's like, oh, dragging. No, I'm going to fucking do some weights. You just got to snap out of it. Other days, you just sense, if you've been doing this for as long as I have, you just know, okay, it's my central nervous system. It's something that's just a little bit more fatigued still for whatever reason. And I never want to blame the weather. I never do. I train in the rain. It doesn't matter. But there's some times when it's just, something's not right. Something is a little bit off. And I've been training hard, so I'm going to be, it's a good time. It's a good day to pump the brakes and use that to my advantage. So yeah, I absolutely feel like it quite frequently. Michael Chung, 5473. Papa Swole, your thoughts on boxing and Muay Thai as gym workouts and forms of self-defense? Well, I think it's just from an objective standpoint, I think it's good to have some striking practice. So boxing's probably a good idea, but you know, most fights are going to go to the ground. So I would say a jiu-jitsu or a judo is a more effective, I would say some form. I would probably, judo is probably the best. It's not my expertise, but judo is so effective in real world situations because really what you're trying to do is you're trying to avoid conflict. You want to run, you want to avoid any kind of fighting. If you're backed into a corner and you've no chance of escaping and you're forced to, or someone attacks you and you have to get them off you, you're not trying to get them off you so you could beat the shit out of them. You're trying to get them off you so you could run away. You know, you want to defend yourself and get the fuck out of there. So if you could throw someone down on concrete, plus with judo, people are wearing jackets or shirts, you get, you, if you're wearing clothes and you fuck with someone that is proficient in judo, they're going to slam you on the ground. And it's one thing to be slammed on a mat. You take that on fucking tile or concrete, you're done. You're knocked the fuck out. Your body hits that, you get knocked the fuck out. Even if it doesn't hit your head, you can get knocked out. Just the impact, your organs, your body just shuts down as like protection mode. So just from a logical, now I've never practiced judo at this point, but it's just when you think about how fights happen and you see when people start, you know, getting into it, striking and some sort of grappling, just remember the, when it comes to self-defense, this is, again, that's not my expertise, but in terms of gym workouts, look, you practice, you get better at what you practice. You know, that's really what it comes down to. You get better at what you practice. So my thoughts of those as gym workouts, sure, it's you're training. If you're doing boxing, you're getting better at boxing. You're doing Muay Thai to get better at Muay Thai. You're not doing that necessarily to get in shape. People need to understand the difference. There's a difference between fitness, muscles, aesthetics, strength, and learning an actual skill. So you can still lift weights and do those things, but you might lift weights differently if that's your priority. And again, whatever you prioritize, you'll get better at. If you prioritize martial arts more than lifting weights, then you're, you know, you have to pick something to focus on. If you do everything, you'll just have, you know, you'd be more average in everything. You can excel in a bunch of physical disciplines because there's a lot of crossover too. The Hall of Bam Bam, Papa Solio. What's up, Papa Solio? What's up? Do you incorporate or recommend cheat days into your diet? I don't, and I don't recommend it. I think most people do that because most people don't want to go all the way. When I say all the way, I'm not restricting. When I don't cheat, I just don't look at these foods as viable consumption options. If I'm trying to survive and not die, will I eat pizza? Yeah, of course. We can also make food that mimics those types of flavors if we wanted to. But I don't have the desire to eat those things. I'm aware of what they're made of and what they do to the body, and I just don't care to partake in it. I don't need that as a drug. I love the food that I eat, and I'm just completely satisfied by eating steak all the time and beef and eggs. I'm just satisfied. I love food, but I eat fruit. If I want something sweet, I have fruit. If I want something salty, I don't need to. I consume tons of salt on my food. Meat, fat, and salt. You know, the protein, fat, and salt. Get plenty of it. So I don't feel the need for cheats. I don't keep that stuff in my environment. It's not something I look forward to or I need. I don't use that food for entertainment. And people say, well, I love food. Of course you do. You need to eat food to survive. So it's a weird thing. I love food. Yeah, I mean, everyone loves food. You need food. You need food. And some people make their whole career and they want to have the taste buds and the art and the culture. Like, okay, people are interested in different things. But objectively, there's foods that are better for humans and there are foods that are neutral for humans that we can consume them. It won't kill us, but it doesn't necessarily benefit us. And there are foods that are objectively bad for humans that if we eat them, they will negatively affect our health. So when I say I'm not going to eat, that's not to say that if I have whatever food it is that it's going to kill me in the moment. No, but you eat that over and over again. You have habits of eating bad foods over the long term. Yeah, it's going to build up and it's going to lead to cancer and diabetes or Alzheimer's or things like that. It's what you're exposed to. Now, some people with their genetics might be more predisposed to those things than others. So you have to be even more vigilant. If you have things that run in your family, then yeah, you got to make sure that you actually are more vigilant because you're more likely and susceptible to those negative outcomes if you don't stay on the straight and narrow, so to speak. But if you focus on protein, if you're literally focusing more, the center of your diet, you can call it animal-based. I don't do carnivore, but just focusing more on carnivore don't eat other stuff until you're eating protein and fat. If you're just eating meat and eggs and things like that, chicken, and you're just focusing on getting in protein first and foremost and just filling in the gaps with other really good fundamental whole foods, as long as you focus on that, you're going to be fine. You get full. You get full, especially if you're lifting weights and things like that. It's one of the few things that just makes me feel satisfied and helps me recover. Never treats me wrong. Never makes me feel shitty. Albin on Instagram. Papa Soya, how often should I cold plug? Ooh, that's kinky. That's okay. Who? That sounds a little bit, it sounds chilly. Oh, you mean cold plunge? Got it.
The little rascal has spirit.
Got it. How often should I cold plunge? Just tried it for the first time. Good for you. Hey, how often should you is different than how often will you or need to. For health benefits, I haven't done the cold plunge. What I do, I did a few days ago. I haven't done the cold plunge as consistently as I did for a while. I'm just letting it happen naturally. I don't force myself to do it all the time or every day first thing. I've told this story a bunch of times, but I used to do it first thing in the day, wake up and cold plunge, but then the chiller broke. And then when I didn't have that first in the day, it made me feel really groggy and funky for a while. So I realized I don't want to be susceptible to that thing breaking, because if it broke once, it'll break again. It's on all the time. It's in Florida. So it's, the chiller is always on. So I don't want to depend on, oh, I feel shitty if I don't get my cold plunge first thing in the morning. So I started doing it more randomly. I think for health benefits, I think sauna is probably objective. It's probably better overall, but cold plunge is great. Cold showers are great. So how often? You could do it every day, but whenever whatever I did it, I used to push it and try to do longer. But then it got to the point where I don't want everything that I do to be like, okay, how much longer can I do it? Because longer time doesn't necessarily mean it's better. So when I did 5 or 6 minutes, I tried doing 7 minutes. It would just take me a long time to heat back up. It would just be really cold. It took too much time out of my day. So I started doing 3 minutes, and I kind of like 3 minutes. When I do it, I just do 3 minutes. But I would do it every day. I'm saying you don't have to do it every day, but what I just didn't do is I stopped doing it. I don't do it after I lift weights. I'll do it before. That's cool too. Cold plunging before you lift weights. But you can do it every day. I haven't done it every day in a little bit. But the summer comes around and yeah, I start jumping in it a lot more. I think that's also more, you know, people do it in the freezing temperatures, right? It's freezing outside and people go outside and jump in the cold. I mean, in the summer, I'll jump in the cold. In the winter or when it's cold outside, it's like it's already cold outside. I'm not sure how. I mean, it's your preference, but I don't do it based on season. I'll just definitely want to jump in there more often when it's super hot outside for sure. Umar, Papa Soy, what do you think of supplementing creatine? I recommend it. I think it's good. I take it myself. Drunken Dread Thoughts. If you do have a live question, hashtag ask Papa Swolio. What's the benefits of liver and organ meats in simple dum-dum terms? You get extremely high concentrations of amazing nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that you won't find in other foods. Liver is probably the most nutrient-dense food on the planet. Jerry Bands, Z2Z, what would you recommend to avoid overeating? What would I recommend? I would recommend not to avoid overeating anything. Like, you don't need to eat more. My point is, you don't need to eat more steak than you need to eat. Right? So overeating just means you're eating more than you need to eat. If you're bulking and you're eating enough steak to bulk, just saying, let's say for you, wherever you are, let's say there's a person out there. Okay, that person needs a pound of steak plus whatever else to bulk or to gain muscle the way they're going. Then they don't need to eat a pound and a half, right? Or they bulk on a pound and a half, then don't eat two. Then don't eat two and a half. You're just eating more than you need. You'll gain more fat and it's just not necessary. It's much harder to do that with just meat, but you get the point. So I don't think you should be overeating anything. Just eat fucking meat, focus on carnivore, and then fruits and low impact other foods that you feel great with, but start with high quality animal products and then go from there. Preet B, Papa Soul, I want to do pull-ups. Help. Start or practice negatives. Negatives are fantastic. Negatives are underrated when it comes to pull-ups. I've been saying that for a decade. Well, over a decade, but on the show here, negatives are epic. Muscle Man 006, I need help with reducing my body fat. Well, look into the elimination diet. Start focusing on higher quality foods. I would recommend focusing on animal-based foods and eating more meat. Big Dad of Two, Papa Soyo, do you think testosterone boosters really do anything, or should I consult with my doctor first? Bingo. Consult with your doctor first. I personally wouldn't do any test boosters like the oral stuff. I'm sure some of it works or to what extent, but you might also have other issues. Whenever you're doing something oral like that, you know, your whole body's processing it. So maybe it raises your testosterone, but maybe it's causing some other issues that you don't know until down the road. So, I mean, you go to a doctor if you need hormone therapy or TRT, you can talk to your doctor and figure that out and actually get the real deal. But of course, proper sleep, proper nutrition, training will boost your testosterone naturally. You know, it's not going to boost it abnormally, but you want your testosterone to be as high in the proper ranges as possible naturally. You don't want to just, you know, eat shitty and have terrible lifestyle habits and then inject yourself with testosterone. You want to make sure that you're elevating your testosterone as much as you can naturally with proper lifestyle habits.
That's deep.
All right, good stuff. Again, you want to call into the show, you can head on over to AskPapaSoulio.com. You can call into the show, or you can just show up on another upcoming episode. Let's get into a little bit of Balls Deep stuff, and then we have overtime, so we're not going to belabor Balls Deep too much on a Friday because we got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff to go through when we get to overtime. So let's see what we got here. Pick a number 1, 2, or 3. What do we got, fam? Number 1, number 2, or number 3. Ellie says, eat a whole lot of steak. Just put that meat in your mouth until you're full. Ooh. It kind of sounds like the, my tweet earlier. It says, take that out of your mouth right now. That doesn't belong there. Get that out of your mouth. Take that out of your mouth. You know that doesn't belong there. Shame on you. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Okay, let's do, let's go with the goat. Let's go with the goat. Cerny to the coroner. Cerny number 2. This one's called The Perk of Being Fat. Perking Fat.
Sneaky perk, back with another sneaky perk of being fat. I don't have to worry about my boyfriend leaving me if I get fat, because I'm already fat, and I've been fat the whole time, and he hasn't left. So if I get pregnant, and I have a kid, and my body changes, or whatever, it wouldn't even be that different. Some fat people don't even realize they're pregnant, because they already have so much weight that they carry in their stomach.
Okay. That's not a win. Well, for the record, that's not a win. That's not a win. So we're talking about you finding someone that can't do any better than the worst version of yourself. Got it. He's not going to leave me. He already is with this fucking disgusting load. So, you know, I can just get more gross. He'll probably be fine with that too.
No difference. No worries here. I don't have to fear weight gain because everything weight gain would bring, I'm already dealing with. I am living people's worst case scenario and my life isn't over. Everything is fine. It's everything's still happening.
God, she hates herself. This is sad to watch. It's really creepy. This is creepy. Hey, I'm already the worst case scenario, so I can't go any lower from here. Ugh.
Still doing good. And that would blow the minds of so many people who live every day in fear of even gaining a few pounds and getting just a teeny bit closer to what I look like. I feel sorry for you guys because you will never know that your worst fear isn't really that bad. And I bet.
you won't realize that you can grift. If you just get fat, you can pretend like you're a victim. You don't realize how hard you can grift if you just eat more cake and be more slovenly. You hear that, ladies? Just let it all go already. There are simps out there for you.
You spend a lot more energy thinking about your body than I spend thinking about mine. And
no,
that's another sneaky perk of being fat.
Oh my God, I gotta play that again. Holy shit, soundboard that.
And I bet you spend a lot more energy thinking about your body than I spend thinking about mine. Energy thinking about your body. You spend a lot more energy. That. And I bet you spend a lot more energy thinking about your body than I spend thinking about mine. That. And I bet you spend a lot more energy thinking about your body than I spend thinking about mine. And
abso-fucking-lutely. Oh my God, abso-fucking-lutely, I spend more time thinking about my body than you. No shit. Wow, talk about bullseye. That, you can say that again. You could hit that on repeat. No shit, you don't say. You don't fucking say. Yeah, I will take that. I absolutely 100,000 fucking percent think more about my body than you do yours. Holy shit, do I ever. My God. And I will for the rest of my fucking life. Oh, I like it. Too fat. Yeah. Too fat, too furious. Tokyo grift. TikTok grift. All right, let's get into another video. This one's from, let's go LET123. This one's called, holy shit. No, it's not called that. It's called I Feel Thin. It's called I Feel Thin. So let's see. Did I put that? Yeah, did I put that in the, no, I moved it to the wrong thing. I wanted to put that in the. That has to be a soundboard. I got to get that. Jeez. That is unreal. Okay, I Feel Thin. So, Cerny, you have company. Ellie to the corner. Ellie to the corner, please. All right, I Feel Thin.
I don't know if any other fat people have this experience, but I almost never feel fat. Now, you and I know that when thin people say they feel fat, what they really mean is they feel bloated or they feel gross or they...
If you're just listening to this, I don't know... Have you seen Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone? Right? So you remember the beginning, not to spoil it, but he goes out to save one of his partners, his friend's wife. You know, she was out on the line and he's holding her hand.
Like, come out of the hand. I can't hold you much longer. I'm not letting go. I'm not going to let go.
Right? That's what I feel like, that grip holding over a canyon. I feel like that's every skin cell in her body is like holding on.
Give me your other hand. Give me your other hand.
Every cell is just holding on to the next one for their fucking life. I will say that really what this comes down to is you get used to whatever you are. I know a lot of you. Those of you that were much more obese, maybe you still are, but you've lost a lot of weight. You know, you get used to it. You get used to the way you are. You might know that you're fat, but you're like, I don't feel fat. Well, you just feel normal because you're normally fat. If you're normally obese, then that's your normal. You just get used to it. You just get used to being not able to walk up a flight of stairs or to sit in a chair. You just get used to that. That's your normal. She looks fucking miserable. We're 12 seconds in. I'm not going back. I'll go back a few seconds.
What they really mean is they feel bloated or they feel gross or they feel judged or they feel self-loathing.
Good.
Right? Because you and I know that fat is not a feeling. But it's interesting because I do often feel thin in the reverse of what it means to feel fat. I often feel self-confident. I often feel like there's nothing anyone has to judge me for. I rarely feel bloated. And I often feel surprised at my size in the sense that The world I'm confronted with daily, in person and especially online, exaggerates my size.
Nothing. There's no. Look, sweetheart, your size is not an exaggeration. Your size is an exaggeration of humanity. That's an exaggeration of, it's like a caricature of a Homo sapien.
It's our size, right? By calling us whales or elephants, and try as we might not to internalize that, it gets in.
No
and
shit.
So then I often find myself surprised that I'm not actually the size of a whale.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, I'm not at...
I got hairy legs.
You surprise yourself? So she went to the Natural History Museum and like, oh, I saw a whale on the wall. Oh my God, I'm actually not the size of that. Yeah, you're a human being. Jesus Christ.
That I'm a human, that I'm just human, not actually the size of a whale. I often find myself surprised that I'm not
another soundboard. Another soundboard. Two for two. Two for two.
That I'm just human sized. This is not something I want to be surprised at, but it certainly contributes to the phenomena of feeling thin for me. And I wonder if that's a shared experience. Let me know.
Butthole popped open. All right. In closing, we have a swole card to give away, and we're going to go into overtime. But let's get into a transformation. We'll do a throwback, and then we'll give away the swole card. Here we go. Take it seriously. That's this transformation. Let me mute this as quick as possible. What music is that? All right, we got the muffin top. Whoa. What? All right, hold on a second. Let's dissect this a little bit. Well, good for you. Hey, you look a lot better. Well, that's good for you. Good for you lifting weights. You're wearing different pants. Here's the thing. Look, you did great. She definitely looks a lot better. But you see what happens here, too? I'm just going to say, look, this is just she's further away, right? Bad lighting, much better lighting, further away, so she looks smaller. Plus, here she has her shorts all the way up past her navel. This one, her gut's hanging out. She's allowing her fupa out. But you can tell she lost a lot of weight. But I'm just saying, like, you can see how the outfit makes a huge difference. But upper body, you know, her hair's all... She got her hair done. Look, her hair. You could tell it's a... Look, you could tell she just got, like, her hair done or straightened or this. On the left, it's all, like... a mess and sweaty after workout. I'm not trying to be, you know, critical. I'm just pointing out some of the things that also amplifies that. But yeah, but you could tell she lives. You could tell, like, this is not like she put on this outfit and wow, looks completely different. You could tell on her upper body. You can tell her in her midsection, but good for you. The angle's better. Yeah. All that stuff. I'm just putting that out there just so you guys start to notice, like, oh, you know, these things are all different that will help make it look like, she's in great shape, but she obviously definitely looks better also too. Makeup, yeah, all that stuff. But look, at the same time, she does look better. So good for you. Good for you. Keep it up. Sweet. All right. Let's do pick a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1 through 7. Let's do a throwback really quickly. And then we will give away the swole car. Pick a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ooh, we're 7. All right. I saw it first here over on the Telegram chat. Leslie says number 7. Let's do it. What do we got? Throwback time.
Question was, don't you feel bad for thin people who have to sit next to you on planes? Looking through the comments of that video, people are openly talking about how disgusting, how vile they think fat people are, how it grosses them out to touch a fat person.
And rightly so!
And I'm sorry, but that's just fat phobia.
It's not. It's someone's personal space, and they have a right to it.
I just don't think that's acceptable. That is an issue of the size of airplane seats.
Stop blaming them!
That the airplanes deliberately make very small. We should take it up with airplane companies, not individual fat people who are just trying to exist and get to wherever they need to go, just like thin people are.
It's not like that. You know, you don't want to improve. You don't want to take care of yourself. It's not the airplane seats. Why don't you fit in it? How come airplane seats are designed for the vast majority of people? How come you don't fit in one?
Why? Tell me why.
Yeah, how come you don't fit in one? In other words, you don't have a right. You don't have a right to an airplane seat. You don't have a right to fit in an airplane seat. Okay? Some people are really tall and don't fit well in there. But you have a choice. You have a choice as to how wide you are. You have a choice. And you don't want to make that choice. You want everyone else to bend to your will. They do have planes that can fit larger things called cargo planes. You know, they'll ship massive crates and packages. You want to go in the cargo hold? All right, we'll put you there. Fam, let's give away the swole card, and then we have overtime. Come on now. Let's get into it. Feff. The Feff cast, beaches. Come on now. Yeah, don't just exist. Go to the fucking gym. I'm just existing. You're existing being a fat, lazy chode. Who we got here? Oh, we got a winner. It is Diego. Congratulations in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Congratulations! Hold on, let me... Congratulations, Diego. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swolecard 2877 in the subject. Your mailing address in the body of the email will send you the swole card. Congratulations, Diego. And of course, fam...
Finish him.
You know the deal. It is time for OTZ My Kneesies. All right, fam. Overtime starts right now. Head on into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. That way we can get on into it. We got a brand new Drive Mode Gaining and brand new Balls Deep edits. If you are not yet a member of the Swole fam, don't miss out on overtime. Join us, SwoleNormousX.com, and get access to all the private live streams. And also, we have another roundtable next week, so don't miss out on any of that. Thanks for being here, Beaches. Love you. Go check out merch on PapaSwolio.com. You still can't lift with us. You cannot lift with us unless you join the Swole fam. But you can grab some awesome merch over there at PapaSwolio.com. Thanks for being here. Love you, Beaches. And we will see you tomorrow for Swole Slut Saturday. Peace, McGee's. Deuce, McGoose. Ya boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.